The Medford School District Regular Board of Education meeting was held Monday evening. Here's Superintendent Pat Sullivan.
Well, the first thing we did last night was we were entertained by the high school choir. They come in a little closer to Christmas, but because of our board meetings being on Monday, we got a special treat at our November board meeting and got us all in the Christmas spirit. Listened to them sing several Christmas tunes. A great way to start a meeting. And I'd encourage everyone to attend their concert on December 10th. It'll be well worth your time. Then we recognize the Taylor County Educator of the Month, Mike Reuger, who is a custodian at the high school. Mike was presented with a plaque and recognition from the board for the fine work that he's done and for all the years that he's done it. We had a presentation from the Taylor County Drug Opposition Committee, leaders anyway, and they talked to the board about all the different things that they're doing to promote smart choices and to encourage kids to make wise choices and stay away from alcohol and drugs. And they presented some statistics that are always helpful for adults to hear so that we can become well-informed and also do what we can to make kids, choose the right path. The Curriculum Connection this month was highlighting the Homegrown Success Day that we had at the high school, where all our juniors and seniors get an opportunity to meet and learn and understand all the different great business or occupation opportunities in the Medford area. They got to tour some of the businesses. They got to sit down and do some mock interviews so that would be, a way to prepare them for the future. There were even some businesses there looking for help immediately, and some kids were able to land jobs in some of our local businesses. So we did review some of our policies like we do every month. Then we also talked about our Employee Relations Committee updates. And again, that is, I go to two meetings a month, one with our teaching staff, one with our support staff. And this is where we come up with maybe changes to the handbook, or in the teacher's situation, changes to the teaching contract. We talk about recommendations that we can make to the board for their consideration. And again, they come from these committee meetings. So I just did a quick update on where we were. We've met twice with the support staff and once with the teachers, and we'll continue to meet monthly on that. Then we were considering contractors' presentations. So these are contractors for, as we unveiled last month, we're focusing on that high school, on the fact that it's 50 years old, and what is the direction the district should move in regards to that structure. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a day or maybe a couple days in January. We're going to have these firms in, maybe four or five of them, and interview them. And they're architectural planning and design companies. And they will talk about what they can do for us in all the, I would say, the pre-referendum. And by no means am I saying we're for sure going to referendum. But they'll come in and help us with going out into the community and holding community forums, and they'll come in and do a analysis of the building itself and show us where maybe some of the weak points are, and they'll be able to share that at some point, all that information, maybe a year or two down the road with the board, and then at that point this school board and this community has to decide with all that information, what are we going to do. So we're gonna interview these different companies and see which one we feel comfortable with leading us through this process. And I really encourage people to be a part of that, pay attention to when we're gonna hold meetings and gather input, and encourage you to come to school board meetings, because we're gonna have this on the agenda every month, and share your thoughts about the future of the high school. We talked about middle school course offerings. There was a question at our annual meeting about eighth graders being able to take credit or to take math in eighth grade for high school credit, and why we don't do that now, and you know, what is the path that we choose now for students in math, and you know, we discussed a little bit too about some of the other subjects, but again, we just laid out to the board the normal path, say for a fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grader in the middle school with math, and then when they get into the high school, all the different options that they have there. No changes were made to what we're doing currently after presenting, you know, how that works now. The Finance Committee did update the board on a couple things. We are still looking at different financial institutions in town, different banks, and looking at how we utilize and how we partner with each bank, whether it's managing our retirement funds or holding our checking account. So we continue to look at those things to see if we want to make any changes and you know, move things around a little bit more with the local bank. The Finance Committee brought a recommendation to the school board last night to use $20,000 out of the fund balance to replace the high jump and the pole vault pits for the varsity track and field program. They're about 20 years old, the current ones, and you know, we've gotten more life out of them than they thought we would. You know, they always tell you, I guess, 12 to 15 years, and we're closer to 20. Actually, I think we're north of 20 on those. We've looked at them for years and considered it, knowing that every year, the last 4 or 5 years, they've been a little suspect. But we did okay that expenditure last night, so we're going to have those for the season this year. The last thing that we talked about last night was support staff subpay. A month ago, we increased teacher subpay, and we also decided as of January 1st that when you sub as a teacher, this is when you're like a daily sub, you would receive a free lunch as well. And we're going to extend that to our support staff substitutes. They will also be getting a free lunch as of January 1st, but no change to their pay for our sub pay. So when you sub as a custodian, secretary, aide, those kinds of positions, it's $11.50 an hour, and again, you would receive a free lunch.
Our thanks to Medford Superintendent of Schools, Pat Sullivan.